Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Shocking. After everything the FBI has done to Republicans, and some of it so bad, that Mike Johnson would break the tie to basically allow them to spy on us without a warrant, which isn't even legal. And knowing full well Republicans will, not terrorists, but Republicans will take the brunt of this. I mean, you look at an FBI that censored during the last election to cover up the crimes of Hunter Biden, specifically to target legitimate media outlets, an FBI that made up the Russia collusion hoax, broke the law to do it, perjured themselves before the FISA court multiple times, an FBI who in the 2015 and 2016 election cycle used the FISA spying powers that are only supposed to be used to spy on terrorists who are not in America, not American citizens, used it over 1,000 times to spy on Republican primary candidates, then turned around in 2021 and used it to spy on all 19,000 donors to a Republican campaign. They are more interested in using this against us than the terrorist, and yet Mike Johnson, shockingly, explains the speaker, well, you know, they kind of did break the law using it thousands of times, but, you know, terrorism, meh. So I'm going to vote. Yeah, this whole, it's so bizarre to watch Republicans do this. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a woman whose husband beats her. And then when the cops show up, because, you know, they've seen her around work with some black eyes, she defends him. No, I fell down the stairs. That's how it just feels like that with the Republicans allowing this. Lee, we can catch terrorists all day long. You just got to get a warrant. That's all we're asking. You just got to get a warrant. And that was shot down, voted against by Mike Johnson, by, shockingly, Marjorie Taylor Greene, by everybody but 19 Republicans. Why wouldn't you want them to get a warrant? Here's another one. We could have restricted, hey, guess what? Only 5 people at the FBI can do this. Nobody else. That makes it a lot easier to spy on the spies. We could see what they're doing. Instead, over 10,000 people have access to this database. And it's clearly already being used for political opposition research. And yet Republicans are like, fine, yeah, jail us, spy on us, bankrupt us, do whatever. We're fine. Just, we love it. And when you look at how they've used this too, I mean, they have access to this across multiple agencies. You saw Tucker Carlson's personal texts taken illegally without a warrant sent to media outlets. And the Republicans want to continue with it. This is madness. Okay, enough for me, whatever. Anyway, they voted to do it on Friday. It's sickening. Yeah. But the good news is Anna Paulina Luna, one of the 19 who voted no, used a rare procedural move that the bill, they're going to have to vote again on it to discharge the bill to the Senate. And we lost this by one vote. And there was one Republican congresswoman who says she couldn't make it boo-hoo because she had the flu. Poor baby. No time to save the Fourth Amendment or the Republic if you have the flu. It'll all have to just go down.
What happened to those Zoom votes we used to have during the COVID lockdowns?
I don't know.
Why couldn't that have been done?
I don't know. And she actually, I guess she got in some trouble for it and was appalled. Oh, I had the flu. Sorry. Oh, well, what if you get the flu during the Second Amendment vote? Then what? We're just not going to have guns? I mean, that's just sorry. I'm sorry. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, the good news is there's another vote today. It will not be discharged to the Senate unless they have a vote. She says she's going to vote this time. And this is Congress. The ding-a-ling is Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. I am very disappointed I was unable to be in Washington, D.C. today due to having the flu. Had I been able to vote, I would not have supported today's FISA reauthorization. So this is really close. Let's hope she votes for freedom and we keep the Fourth Amendment.
Might as well say the dog ate her homework.
Why would you do that? I mean, this is so bizarre. This is so bizarre on part of Republicans. Democrats would never behave like this. Yeah, no, if they want to illegally spy on us, that's totally fine. No, we're good with that. We're just spy on us. You'll maybe get some terrorists, too, if you're at it. But just know it'll be okay. We want that.
Well, of course, the only terrorists that Democrats see are white supremacists and MAGA Republicans.
I mean, they keep telling us we're domestic terrorists, half the country. We need to begin to believe them, that they really think this way and want to treat us this way. But, you know, inside the FBI this weekend, they were laughing their tails off, laughing their butts off at us. We have to tell you, we have to coach terrorists. Stupid Mike Johnson. I can't believe, I mean, I wouldn't have even said this. I would have just kept my mouth shut. Yeah. He sounds so dumb. But in the beginning, it's hard to hear the beginning part of the audio. He's saying, yes, I saw them abuse this.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over.
I saw the abuses of the FBI, terrible abuses over and over. It's not just abuses. This is law breaking.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got a confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, it's really important to surveil all 19,000 donors to a Republican campaign. Sure, Mike. You're not fooling anybody.
If there are hundreds of thousands of abuses, then why is there not some type of compromise made where we stop the abuses, but then continue the warranted searches when necessary, when you go before a judge for it? I mean, why cannot both of those things occur?
We can.
Well, no, we can. That's just, why can't he do that? I don't understand.
That's what I don't get.
Listen, Johnson's got a tough job, and, you know, the previous speaker made it even tougher. But he has done some things that I didn't think that we would get done. However, this is one of those things that shouldn't have got done that did get done.
Yeah, and again, to flip like that, it doesn't make any sense. There's something bigger going on here. You know what I think? I think part of it's just the problem is all of these agencies, think IRS, NSA, GSA, FBI, they've all got their own intel people who have access to the NSA database. So I could see how if you're a Republican on the Hill and you know they've got a digital file on all of us, it would make you very, very nervous to know that if you'd like to cut that funding at the IRS, but gee, your affair that you had 5 years ago might just end up on Wikipedia like Kevin McCarthy's did.
Now, I guess, you know, you already know that you're a target. You just don't want to become the bullseye.
Exactly. And I think that explains a lot of what goes on with Republicans. I don't think anybody from the FBI comes and threatens you or blackmails you. I don't think that happens because I don't think it has to happen. I mean, look, they all saw what happened to Kevin McCarthy.
Yep.
And that was shocking. I mean, Kevin McCarthy was going to be the speaker and he had an affair with Congresswoman Renee Elmers. They were both married. And somebody from the Department of Homeland Security went and changed his Wikipedia entry, let the whole world know. They eventually chased it back to the Department of Homeland Security, who had leaked this stuff that had to have come from that database, but nobody was ever arrested because nobody ever is. And they took him out. Somebody at Department of Homeland Security took out Kevin McCarthy. Paul Ryan ended up being speaker. McCarthy had to wait a few years to be speaker. But this is a power that they have. And I think everybody on the Hill knows it, recognizes it, sees it, and knows you better behave. They have everything on you, all of it. We all have something, even if it's not like an affair. We've all got like something we shouldn't have said to our spouse in the heat of the moment, something we shouldn't have joked about. So there's something on every one of us that in the right light would look horrible.
We all have sinned.
Yes, exactly. Because they have it. They have all of it. So just to empower the FBI like that. So keep your fingers crossed today, though. The good news is that Ralph Norman from, our Congress member here in the upstate, Ralph Norman has led the fight against this. He was one of the 19 that said, no, you need a warrant, which is exactly what the founding fathers would have said. Yeah. That's why they put the Fourth Amendment there. So good for him. William Timmons has been all over the place on this issue, but he voted correctly. He voted right on Friday. So good for him. We pretty much, it seems like Jeff Duncan voted correctly as well. It seems like the upstate, we've got them pretty well locked down.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. It's just the problem is so many other Republicans. I don't know if maybe there's ignorance there too, or just what. I just don't understand it.
The willingness to compromise on certain core issues. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are times when there should be compromise. I get it. But when it comes to core issues, when it comes to certain principles, freedom, liberty, life, things along those lines, that's where the line is drawn for hopefully some representatives for us on Capitol Hill, but unfortunately not nearly enough.
And, you know, Democrats never compromise on that stuff.
No, no.
It's amazing. No. You watch Democrats. Democrats will have 30% public approval on that stuff.
Yeah.
And 70% against, yeah. And they don't care. No. They'll go down with the ship.
Yeah.
That's why they win. They just keep trying until they win.
Yeah.
And we just don't have it. We don't have the will to do it. It's crazy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know what you get when you don't fight back? You get what I'm watching on the TV right now. Soon, Trump's hush money trial begins in New York City. What the Democrats are doing is really how packs of wolves hunt. They will split one of the, I don't know, fill in the blank here, bison off from the herd. And go after it. And the herd will let that one go most of the time. As it runs, as it flees to safety. Of course, what happens when the wolves have eaten, they're full of that one. They'll come for another and then another and then another. At some point, you have to turn and fight. So let's back up for a minute, look at how this looks. The FBI framed Trump for Russia collusion. We now know that is a hoax. The FBI lied to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on Trump. They perjured themselves. That's a felony. They did it five times. This did the DOJ because both signed off. James Comey signed off. So did Rod Rosenstein. We know they did this. We know they did this. And we also know that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI under Trump, perjured himself before Congress lying about it. So what do we do last week? Oh, hey, you want to spy on Republicans without a warrant? You have really been abusing the system. Yeah, no, go ahead. No, that's fine. No, please. And we vote for that, right? And what do you get? Monday, we're rolling into Trump's trial. Why are we rolling into Trump's trial? Because as they began doing this lawfare against Trump, nobody said anything. They let the wolves split Trump off. If we were doing this to the Democrats today, if we were dragging Democrats into a red area, we had a 34 felony indictment when the statute of limitations on the crime has expired. When you're using a novel legal theory to turn a misdemeanor into 34 felonies. What do you think the Democrats would be doing this morning? And what do you think it'd be like if this was reversed? You would see the entire party, the leadership, standing there in front of the microphone, screaming bloody murder. You would. They'd be calling this election interference. They would be telling the American people this is a Soviet-era, Soviet-style show trial. They'd be going on, and then they would fan out on media and social media to do statements about how this was the end of the republic. They would. Well, except they'd say it's the end of democracy. You see any of that today? No. No, you don't. You don't see it today. What the Republican leadership allowed with fake Russia collusion? When they knew, as we would later learn, since 2017, so Trump sworn in 2017, they knew since 2017 it was fake. Mitch McConnell knew, and so did Paul Ryan. They knew almost from the beginning as they began to have closed doors hearings this was fake. But they thought, well, we want to drum Trump out of the party because he fractures our power. So we'll just let the Democrats do it for us. We know they're lying. We know the FBI's made it up. We know they've committed crimes to further Russia collusion, further the hoax. But we'll just let them get away with it because, you know, it helps us. We want to get Trump out of the party. We're tired of sharing the fundraising base with him. We don't want him leading the party. We don't mind if we lose, but we just want to continue leading the party. And that's how you end up at today. They let the Democrats and the FBI break the law multiple times to frame Trump. They knew it. They wanted it because they didn't want to share power of the Republican Party with Trump. And that made it okay. In fact, that made it something the Democrats are entitled to do. Now he is being dragged into blue jurisdictions from Fulton County, Georgia, to New York and tried. And look how alone he is. Where was the outraged press conference by Republican leadership? Did you see it? No, because there wasn't one. It could have been governors standing behind somebody speaking from the RNC, but that didn't happen. It could have been leaders from the Capitol, the House. Mike Johnson could have been some of them standing next to, maybe Mitch McConnell, but that didn't happen either. Nobody complained. In fact, Republicans are doing something so damaging right now. They're pretending this is real. That's what Democrats need us to do. They're pretending this is normal. They're pretending this is real. They're pretending this is a legitimate criminal trial. And that is exactly what the wolves hunting the bison would have the bison to pretend this is real. Because let me tell you what, folks. What is happening right now is creating an entitlement mentality with the Democrats. They will then feel entitled to indict and try anybody who is promising on our side. Ron DeSantis will get it next. If anybody else appears to be rising like him, who might be a threat in 2028, they will be indicted too. It will become an entitlement with the Democrats. We just going to indict them all across the board and try them. We can drag them in to a blue jurisdiction and get them every time. This is never going to end. So what is even the point of having power over the losing party when one by one by one? And folks, we're going to begin to see the moderate officials in our party get sent to prison. The people who think, well, if I'm just well-behaved, if I just keep my mouth shut, I'll be okay. They won't bother me, man. I vote for what they want. They will. They'll come for you. They're going to get Trump first. And your only crime will be being electorally promising. This is the first step of it. And for Republicans to sit around and act like this is legitimate is galling to me. Sending out the same legal analysts to go on the same channels, including Fox News and Newsmax, and analyze his chances as if this is real. It's not real. This is fake. This is ridiculous. It's going to happen to every one of them. Because they didn't stick together. Because they said, well, we'll let them do a little crime over here and a little crime over here in the process of framing Trump, because we don't really like Trump. And we really want to go back to the days of the 1990s when we were in charge of the party. And we would hose our constituents and tell them we were fighting for them. But what we were really doing is cutting deals with the Democrats in the back room. Well, guess what? Now we have social media. Now we know. And we have Trump, too, who has told us what they do and who they are and called them out. So they're using Democrats as a weapon to get rid of Trump, but nothing will be the same if they get rid of Trump, if this works. Texter writes, we are witnessing evil on all fronts. We even have a pope that doesn't condemn abortion. The pope has condemned abortion. Got a lot of problems with the pope, but he's condemned abortion. Texter writes, Mitch is loving, talking about Mitch McConnell, Mitch is loving Trump on trial. All those deep state corrupt Republicans could care less about Trump or the country being saved. Another texter writes, Tara, I could not quite understand the entire story about William Timmons. Did you say he got tased? Not that I know of. Although that would be quite the video if he did. But no, not that I know of. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that was hard to hear. Joe Biden in 2020, y'all.
I said, as the walls close into this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
As the walls close in, he said in 2020, I'm afraid he's going to get us in war with Iran. Oh, the irony. The walls are closing in on Joe Biden. He's about to get us in a war with Iran. There could be good news here, though. I was just looking at the absurdity of Speaker Mike Johnson is on TV pledging money for Iran. I'm sorry, pledging money for Israel. What, so we can shoot down the Iranian missiles that we gave them? Or I don't know. It's just such a strange new reality. I mean, there's no country on earth that funds its enemies to go to war with them so they can hold a war together. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. Folks, it has been less than 6 months since we let the missile sanctions expire on Iran so that it would be okay for them to purchase and possess the missiles needed to hit Israel. We let that expire in the weeks after. We let those sanctions expire in the weeks after October 7th, after the massacre. So what did Iran, what message did Iran get? Oh, cool. Wait, so we slaughtered 1,200 Jews in a genocide because we felt like it, and our reward is we get missiles now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to have missiles. Oh, we can't afford missiles. Well, here's another $10 billion. Yeah, because we gave them $10 billion on top of the $6 billion we had given them weeks before. Now, that is frozen funds that we had gotten locked up under Trump sanctions. And Biden administration went, nah, just have the money. It's going to be, it's all right. It's okay. Well, the joke could be on them, even though we are now finding out from Reuters that Joe Biden greenlit the attack on Israel by Iran, all while telling the American people he supported Israel. But that's what we do now. We fund, arm, all of it, both sides of wars. Because I just don't even know. Our government's evil. But we could have the last laugh. Former CIA operative Rebecca Koffler was on television this morning demanding the obvious in response for this not very effective attack by Iran on Israel. And ironically, we helped shoot down almost every one of those. That's what's hilarious. We greenlit Iran to do it, and then we shot him down. You got to love this as you're paying taxes. Yeah, you're paying for both sides, man. It was ridiculous. Anyway, Rebecca Koffler said the obvious this morning. I'll let her tell you.
Israel must respond forcefully because what Iran has done, it crossed Israel's red line. We are talking something along the lines of attacking Iranian nuclear program infrastructure.
See, that would be the best. Because after all those years that Joe Biden and Barack Obama spent, you know, trying to get the money to the Iranians to help them build the nuclear weapons infrastructure to help them become nuclear armed so they can really put the hurt on Israel. It would be hilarious if Israel used this as a pretext to take that out. They have to, because they're in a world where, look, as long as Democrats are in power in America, Iran is going to have, they're going to have Iran's back for Iran to hit Israel. And this time it's with the missiles we let them have as a reward for October 7th, because that's how they'll see it. Next time, who knows what goes on those missiles? That's what makes this so scary, folks. This is the first time in history Iran has directly hit Israel. Now, they send their proxies all the time. Hamas is one of their proxies. October 7th was done by their proxies. But this is the first true hit. And thank God there were no nukes involved. Look, this fall, we were told by the IAEA, the International agency that regulates and tracks nuclear weapon development, that Iran would probably have nukes within a few months. Well, it's been a few months since then. So I don't know. This could actually turn out really well if Israel uses this as a pretext. Hey, they crossed our red line. We're going to go take out the nukes. Somebody's got to take the nukes out. Because, folks, there's two countries they've promised to hit them with. Iran has promised to hit Israel. That's their first target, but we're number two. In fact, we know, because of leaked documents from their military, that they actually have a plan to detonate nuclear weapon over America as an EMP. They have. Now, whether they'll actually do that, I don't know, but they got a plan to do it. We should have taken out their nukes a long time ago. But here we are. Maybe Israel will do it. Maybe Israel wants to survive. Americans and American leadership, no interest in survival whatsoever. could not care less if we survive or not. Happy to fund Islamic Jihad by Iran. Texter writes, if we want to know what the Democrats are planning, simply listen to what they blame us for doing. Another texter writes, Biden will never be president again. He's done, but he could start World War III on his way out. Congress has got to remove him. Another texter writes, there are much more dire situations happening in the world than just Trump on trial. Yes, we have covered them extensively. Another texter writes, Tara, we should expect McConnell and Biden to be working together since they are both owned by the Chinese. They are. Another texter writes, what? Mr. Conservative Lindsey Graham is not standing by Trump. No, Trump is standing alone on those courthouse steps. Again, this is why that happens. Texter writes, Tara, this is what we're living through today with the Republican Party. First, they came for the socialists, but I did not speak out. Then they came for the Jews, but I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out. Yes, Martin Niemöller. This is what this is literally what the Republicans are courting by not sticking up for Trump. There should be outrage this morning. Instead, they're treating this as if this is a regular trial. It's just all, you know, let's send in our legal commentators. And that's our media. Let's just talk about the odds here. What will the jury think? Who cares? Tell him it's fake. Texter writes, do it, Israel. See, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they'll use this as a pretext to take out the nukes. So we don't have to worry about them anymore. Our leaders are too busy funding our own destruction. As they have been. Folks, if you want to know what led, and this truly is historic this weekend, whether it was overly successful or not, for Israel to be hit by Iran on its homeland, to be hit directly by Iran, is a first. It's never happened before. And we don't want to normalize that. That's not good. Texter writes, do it, Israel! Exclamation point. Yeah, I agree. Take out the nukes. This is the time to do it. Do you realize now every single member of the eight-man crew, actually there was a woman involved, who got Trump elected in 2016, that brilliant campaign against all odds, has been convicted of a crime? The only one left is Trump, number nine. Every one of them. Steve Bannon, Peter Ferrara, Jenna Ellis. You just go his campaign manager, Manafort. The Democrats have gone right through the top of the campaign roster. And what are they sending? A message. You can help Trump win, but we will put you in prison. We will make you a convict. We will convict you. Trump is the last one. You know what's weird about that? It's really as eerie. It's so eerie I did a whole podcast on it, my Battleground America podcast, which, by the way, I apologize. I know has been hard to get lately. Our engineering staff at the national levels had some trouble with it. And so if you're supposed to be subscribed to that and it's not showing up, or if you're one of those who go to the WRD website to get it and it's not there, it was there Friday, thank God, please just go to my social media. It's always pinned to the top of my Gab account, my Getter account, my Twitter account, my Facebook account. My account's always Tara Servatius. That's it. Just my name. So I'm pretty easy to find. I always pin it there for you. I am really sorry that you may have to go to those extra steps. They're still working on the podcast. And it's just, it's really frustrating. So I apologize for that. But I did a podcast on it because Maduro in Venezuela, the dictator, is copying the Democrats. He's going through, he's got a challenger, and he's going through one after another of her campaign staff, her top people, and rounding them up, arresting them on trumped up charges and putting them in prison. So you've got Maduro following the Democrats' lead. Why? They made it okay. They made it okay to do. Trump is the last remaining member of that crew of nine that got him elected in 2016 who hasn't been convicted. And they're going for broke. They're trying to convict him. And Maduro's looking at that going, well, I could do that if the Democrats can. And they can. The Democrats are fine with it. So recently in the news out of Venezuela, you saw the chief strategist for his opponent, and they come in the middle of the night there in Venezuela, and they take you on charges. It's usually, you know, basically foreign influence, disinformation kind of stuff. The same stuff the Democrats use. So we're in this really weird loop where the Venezuelan dictator is now copying the Democrats, not the other way around. It's nuts. Meanwhile, want to play this? It's today's epic rant. We're going to slide it in under the wire. It's Bill Maher, noted liberal comedian, breaking it to Democrats when it comes to sterilizing children, using puberty blockers, and even doing cross-sex surgery before they're 18. America is alone in the world now, and not in a good way.
Liberals are the gas pedal and conservatives are the brakes. And I'm generally with the gas pedal, but not if we're driving off a cliff. On the trans issue, America is no ands, ifs, or buts, absolutely alone in the world now, an outlier country. Last month, England's National Health Service announced that there's not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty blockers for third graders, and that they were going to stop fumbling around with children's privates, because that's Prince Andrew's job. So too with all the other good place countries in direct opposition to America's choice to affirm children's wishes on switching gender, no matter the age or psychiatric history. The far left, which always like to use, well, Europe does it. Yeah, no, that doesn't work on this one anymore.
Yeah, we're alone. We're alone. As we prepare kidnap laws that allow adults to take children from their parents and bring them to states like Maine, the state then takes custody and goes forward with the puberty blockers, the cross-sex hormones that we now know sterilize and damage children. So, wow. I mean, it's a special brand of crazy, and it's so crazy we can't even get Europe to go along. So that's where we are. Bill Frady is up next. Meantime, you want to use the break to check out the merch store. You can get some of our Patriot wear. We've got great caps, T-shirts, you name it. Text store, keyword store, to the text line 71307. You can find the link for the store pinned on our website, 989WORD. We'll be right back tomorrow.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.